Hey,
Hello.
Lisa.
Hi, Booth. How are you?
I'm not doing too bad. Just downloading your screenshots right now.
Yes, so we have started the campaign, the paid campaign on Facebook. You asked me where exactly we were going to do that, right? So it's going on Facebook at this point of time. We usually run paid campaigns on Facebook, and this is a screenshot of the business manager, where we created the campaign. So the next two screenshots are for the posts that have been shared on the paid campaign. So I've provided you two of the posts and one of the account. Let me know once you've opened that.
Yeah, I did. So you're doing this in a test market, correct? So is my understanding was that you would do small sample test markets. And I've seen a couple clicks on these, so I'm aware. I just wasn't aware that you guys were boosting them.
No, actually, we do not work like that. If we do test runs, it's gonna a lot, you know, it's gonna require a lot more budget than the regular one. And if we keep failing, then that's another issue. And you know how customers are; they want to see results. So what we do is that we actually develop a target audience, a certain target audience, select some regions, do a little research on that, run the statistics, and see where your book, a genre like your book, would be popular the most. And that's where we run your campaign. So there are no trial and errors here. We will only initiate with the campaign, all at once. And the screenshot that I've showed you, we have just allotted a small amount at this point of time, just to initiate the campaign. Because see, paid campaigns, they need time to mature as well. Now, since it's the first month of your marketing, and we have to take it up until the 6th month, right? And then you will start seeing the results of it in the 5th or 6th month in the end. So what we are doing at this point of time is that maturing the campaign. The more amount we put in there, the better it will be for the campaign to mature. Now, that being said, I know that you had a commitment regarding the second installment, but if we can do it in two installments maybe, because we need to allot a budget of $1,500 on the paid campaign. There are two options that we can proceed with. Either you can pay the complete installment now, which I know you won't because certainly you are skeptical and you want to hold off some amount. So I have another resolution for that. You can pay the $1,500 and I will share with you the screenshot that we have allotted the exact amount on your campaign so that we at least get results, okay? And the rest of the amount you can pay it once the campaign has been the entire project has been completed. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I was just looking at because to my way of looking at it, from the content perspective, I'm opening up my spreadsheet as we speak. I show as of today 28 postings on Facebook, 27 on Twitter, 27 on Instagram. And then you're just now starting to do the advertising, correct?
The paid campaign, yes, because remember the entire process of adding the business manager to your profile, all that technical stuff, we weren't able to do that over the phone. And then you gave access to your Facebook page, and we went in there, we did that manually. So all that took time, and this is the moment now. Well, it's not late again. As I said, it's the first month of your campaign. So the campaign will go on for 6 months.
Right. And you're saying a long-term lead. And I'm looking at definitely retaining you guys for 6 months. It's just, I'm looking for the feedback. And so you're saying that the $1,500 is something you want to use now to pay for the advertising.
That is correct. We will put all this amount, $1,500, in the account on the paid campaign because, see, at this point of time, the campaign needs the amount, the money. Now, if you leave it on the budget of the company, look at the amounts right now. Personally speaking, I'm telling you, they have allotted 2.15 over there, and that is like nothing.
Yeah, I know. I've spent more money than I've spent more
exactly.
than money.
Exactly. So that's why I'm saying
a lot more.
Go ahead.
I'm saying I've spent a lot more boosting those posts.
Absolutely. So I don't want the campaign to suffer just because of that. And I'm telling you that once you pay the $1,500 from the remaining installment, I am going to share with you the screenshot of that $1,500 reflecting on the campaign. So that way you know that the amount is not going into the company's pocket. In fact, it is being spent on the campaign at the right time, if that makes sense.
Right. Yeah, and I was reading where you want to go internationally, you know, and I definitely want to do that stuff. But mm-hmm. Trust me. I mean, coming the way I've come, with valid skepticism, right? I mean, Sheldon mm-hmm. wrote two letters to two companies to get me back my cash because they were a snake oil salesman. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And just like you, they produced content that went no place.
Mm-hmm.
And they never did get to the paid advertising. And so naturally, when I see $2.15, I'm going, what a joke for $2,500, right? Or whatever I've spent to date.
Absolutely.
I'm not opposed to the $1,500. Because the way I see it, at this rate, it'll be the end of the year before that fully comes up or matures.
I'm not sure I got that. Can you repeat that for me?
So you're saying that $1,500 on the account will go mm-hmm. to advertising. I'll need to see that in writing, right? So I just want to have a good audit trail. I'm not opposed to $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I do expect results. And you know, this is, so we're producing content that goes no place up until now. You have to forgive me if I'm a skeptic.
I'm going to stop you right there, and I will answer your question, okay? So we are covering as we go along. About the content, again, it's your first month. We have to divide the content into 6 months strategically. That's the reason why nothing has been posted so far. We will finalize all that, and then that will be provided to the marketing team who are doing the postings. And they will be allotting the articles, blogs, and the press releases, respectively, when they feel that the campaign needs a boost. And, of course, most importantly, the paid campaign had to be on, you know, once we are publishing these articles and everything, so they are optimized. That is the only reason why we have held on to that. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So, like I said, put it to me in writing, I'm looking for the evidence. So if it's $2 a day, $1,500 divided by 180 days is what, $10 a day? I don't know.
Let me do the math for you.
That's like nothing. I mean, trust me, I spent more than that. I shouldn't say that. I did spend like about $10 a day on average. But the truth is that $10 doubles if it goes across Instagram. And if mm-hmm. you're just doing Facebook versus Instagram or Twitter, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So there's different costs associated.
120. Yes, see, paid campaign, it all depends on the package that you've chosen. Now, in your package, the paid campaign that we run, of course, you are a finance guy. You should understand that there is a cost for everything, right? Now, a marketing team is working on the content.
With some type of expected ROI or lagging return. I mean, return on my investment. I'm looking to see increased sales as a result of that versus just awareness. And I know it's slow
Absolutely.
Going with a book.
Return on investment is something that you see over time. It's not something that I can show you overnight. Again, it's your first month. Remember that, Bruce. It's just the initial phase of the paid campaign. Postings, yeah, I accept that we've been doing regular postings and everything, but that is organic. Paid campaign, it shows completely different results. So as your campaign matures, you're going to start seeing more results from that.
Yeah. All right, so send me an email to that effect. Like I said, until we're successful in domestically, I certainly don't want to go out and spend more money internationally. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that completely makes sense. Right now, we are working domestically, so we haven't gone international. Now, talking about going international, Bruce, I also wanted to know if you had published your book on the worldwide distribution. Did you do that?
It is worldwide distribution. Both books are worldwide distribution.
What are the platforms enlisted with that?
Barnes & Noble? I mean, I know. Barnes and Noble, iBooks, Apple Books, Amazon only has the ebook version, but yeah, it's international.
Okay, all right. Well,
now I'm working on an audiobook.
Oh, audiobook is a great idea. So you should go ahead and do that. Are you doing that on your own, or you got some help? How is that going for you?
I'm going to Fulton, so they still got to resolve my other issue with Amazon, which is it's like a snake that there. Nobody moves their ass. Part of my French. I'm just frustrated beyond belief. I've given them a month to resolve it. I've turned the heat up, as you imagine I can. It forces me to be the change agent, right? Just like, you need to be professional in your approach to resolving the business issue. And it's a business issue. It's a managed process. So if you can't manage that process, what does that say? I mean, I've paid for goods and services. Mm-hmm. And they're a major distributor. They have free shipping, right? So do I want to pay $5 at Barnes & Noble to ship it, or do I want to ship for free via Amazon? So they need to solve that problem on the book.
Okay, that's nice. Again, I'm asking you if you can send me, a summary or maybe the names or the list of the platforms where the book is published. Because when we are doing worldwide distribution, we cover 51 online platforms along with 400 plus libraries, retail, and bookstores worldwide. So we cater to
and
that.
And you guys should have that from the Fulton, but I'll upload the link. The Fulton thing, right?
All
Fulton
right.
did the press release, available on iTunes, that type of stuff. So it's on the major platforms. It is international.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Well, once you send that to me, I will have my marketing team do a little research, because once we are going worldwide, we want to make sure that the book is available worldwide, because then otherwise there's no point if you're running your campaign in a country where your book is not available. That would be waste of budget, waste of money, and waste of time. Well, budget and money is the same thing. Pardon me. All right. So you get that. I will send this to you in writing, and Let's just begin with it, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, Bruce. Thank you so much for your time. You have yourself a good day.
Okay. Bye-bye.